Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Today is the day I share one of my most guarded culinary secrets and my recipe for strawberry rhubarb crisp. It was the rhubarb recipe that I saw my grandma make the most. Like riding horses, for me, cooking has a lot of feel. You don't have to have an exact recipe. You can feel or taste your way through it and come up with the perfect creation. I always use a glass baking dish for a rhubarb recipe, never an aluminum pan. I slice my rhubarb stalks into 1/8-inch slices, but hey, if you like a thicker chunk, that's fine too. I add enough sliced rhubarb to layer in the bottom of a 9x13 glass baking dish about halfway up the dish. Here's my secret weapon, strawberry jello. I sprinkle 2 tablespoons of strawberry jello over the rhubarb and toss to coat. For the crisp topping, it's the old cuppa that my grandma taught me, and I use it for the crisp topping on so many of my fruit desserts. 1 cup of melted butter, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of flour, and 1 cup of oatmeal. Depending on how you like the texture of your crisp, I usually add another 1/2 cup of oatmeal for extra hardiness. Mix together and crumble over the top of your rhubarb. Bake for 1 hour at 350 degrees or until the crisp is golden brown. This recipe is really easy to cut in half for a 9x9 pan or even baked in a glass pie pan. It looks so pretty. I just made my first strawberry rhubarb crisp of the season, and I hope this recipe is loved by your family as much as mine.
Parker James here for Your Ag Network and America's Hot Barn Report. Mics and cameras are packed, and I'm headed to Washington Watch in D.C. to interview the movers and shakers in American agriculture. Follow us at the Hot Barn Report on Facebook and any other social media site as we interview farm state politicians and the new Secretary of Agriculture. These reports are made possible thanks to Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Raiden Tursa, the great folks at Horizon Healthcare, and our friends at Risk Associates. Thank you for supporting farm broadcasting and agriculture.